This is a recording of the open meeting held by the Federal Election Commission on November 5, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
This matter is a continuation of Website and Internet Communication Improvement Initiative. I thought it would be helpful to have this at an open session. It's an update on where we've been with that initiative. We had 2 days of hearings and much comment that we received, over 250 comments on how we could improve our website. And our staff has been working diligently and sometimes feverishly to work through that, trying to figure out with our own staff, with our own resources, how we can take some of these helpful recommendations into consideration and how to implement those that are low-hanging fruit, as is popular to say around here, or what takes some more planning. So there's a number of people who deserve a lot of credit for this, and of course Bob Biersack and Alec Palmer are among those. I think Patricia Young, throughout this agency, people who are involved in information, Art Forrester, those that really have been anxious to see how can we make this better so that anybody can get on our website without having to be the laity, as we learned yesterday, without having to be an expert, and really understand how to get into finance, campaign finance law, where we go, how to get the numbers so that they're understandable, and how to download things so that they're respectable when they look and they're trying to print it out. We've learned an awful lot, and so this is a quick update. There is a document that was made public today, and it will be on our website, that represents the work of our staff so far on where we're going. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Biersack for a short update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really, just very quickly, it is an effort to synthesize the comments that we got in those 2 days of hearings and to give people a sense for how we're moving forward in trying to address all of those. I think of them as grouping in a couple of different ways, one of which you mentioned the kind of retail presentation of material on the website and how people can get to that. That involves changing the language, examining the way we've described things and presented things in the past, and the navigation tools that are available. Those kinds of efforts are underway, and we'll see some progress very quickly, I think, in a couple of those. We've had some very good, useful meetings with staff from around the building in terms of the language that we use and changes that we might make, and I think we'll be ready to bring some of those forward very quickly. Also, the general presentations that we make, designing appropriate pages with the right tools for the different kinds of audiences, we're moving forward with that, and I look forward to good progress there. And navigation in general, those kinds of things in the kind of retail presentation. And there are some very fairly specific examples in the document with some time frames associated with those. Another is the kind of wholesale presentation of the material so that other people can take it and put it in their computers, use it as they will. We're focused on a number of efforts there, some of which we've already made progress on. We've created this new data catalog that's been available now for a couple of weeks and has been received nicely by the community.
Do you want to describe that briefly for?
It's a presentation of large blocks of material data that we make available now in different formats, so that different kinds of computer programs can use them most effectively, so that they can receive the updates automatically, so that the computers can talk to each other as opposed to requiring a whole lot of human labor in between. It's one of the things that a number of the commenters suggested strongly that we should pursue. And it's consistent with changes that a lot of other government agencies have made at the same time. And so we have a catalog. We're going to expand that regularly. While we've said that we've put in a date in that section of the document that suggests that we're finished, of course, none of these things are really ever finished. What we've done is we've created the template, and now we're going to fill it with as much information as we can over time. And so there'll be constant progress there as well. Programs that will allow people to use, they're called APIs, where the computer really can directly come in and get information from us. Those are also under development now, and we expect to see some of those even before the end of the year. So we're looking forward to that as well. But that's a little bit removed from the audience in general. It's something that computer people understand not so much, and will take real benefit from. and allow other organizations to receive the information quickly, present it in the ways that they choose to present it. More flexibility, lots of innovation that we'll see that way. So we're looking forward to that too. In the area of legal research, there are lots of efforts underway to expand the materials that are available on the website. MERS that are older, where we didn't have digitized information before, we've undertaken an effort to get that in a computerized form, and that'll be available before the end of the year with a nice searching capability on the front of that as we move toward integrating all of those old cases in with the material that we have from more recent closed enforcement actions. Similarly, in the context of advisory opinions, more background information, requests, and other kinds of material that we hadn't made available from earlier years, we're working on that. A regulations database that will allow people to more flexibly search through the information in rulemaking processes that we've undertaken over time. That was something else that people emphasized and that we're working on now. Additionally, we're drafting a document that will come to you shortly that talks about web governance, how within the organization we should manage this process. We heard a lot from people. The last day of the hearing was very helpful in terms of our own focus on this as a unique kind of project and how we might organize ourselves to better take advantage of that. And so we've thought about that and worked on it, and we'll be interested in having your input in that process as well. I'm sort of wistfully reminded of one comment that we heard from Commissioner Toner, who suggested that maybe we should pick two or three things and focus on those. While that would be nice, it's just not practical in many respects to do this kind of work that way. All of these things are so interconnected, and there's a short-term and a long-term implication to lots of what we do here. And so we're trying to manage all of these balls that are in fact in the air in a way that makes the most sense, but also allows us to make progress sort of generally in a broad brush over time. We'll be successful, hopefully, much of the time. There'll be things that we fall short on, I'm sure. But this gives us an opportunity to lay out for people what we think we heard and how we're addressing it, and with some accountability associated with that. We've got a path we need to follow, and we've laid it out, hopefully, so that people can check up on us.
Thank you. Well, the report does show the areas which you're considering and working on now. Talks about how they integrate with some of the suggestions that were made, and also does have some expected dates for completion, which I think is good to keep us all moving in the same direction and reasonably in sync. But again, thank you very much, and all the other staff that have been working on this. At this time, we will go back into closed session, executive session, for another matter. Are there any matters left, management or administrative matters at this point? Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
The open session is adjourned. We'll take 5 minutes and we'll come back to executive session.